What's up, guys? It's Jamie Grace. Welcome back to the Jamie Grace podcast, a podcast literally about any and all things. Except for animals, I don't really know a lot about animals. I do like animals, but I can't really say that I like know a lot about animals. So this podcast is called 5 minutes Before the Baby Gets Home. And that's what this is. My husband, he went to go pick her up. Our world is going through a lot right now. And even the fact that my daughter is technically going to her daycare, which is considered essential in our state. Don't worry, guys. We're not breaking the rules. It worries me a little bit. But at the same time, I know that her going to her daycare is something that she really needs. It's something that my husband and I both need. And it's something that her caregivers need, who happen to be my parents. And so that is kind of I like nerded out and read the whole, I think like 5 or 6 page press release regarding like the stay at home study and everything, or the stay at home, I don't really know what it's called, informative or whatnot, that our governor put out, and essentials only. So my husband goes to the grocery store if we need to. And then Bella spends time with my parents, who my parents are not going anywhere. They are completely quarantined, and they have been for 2 weeks now, 3 weeks now. My mom has some health issues, and so they just decided that they don't go anywhere. And so, we are also taking care of them, when needed. And so is my sister. And so like this morning, my husband had to go buy some like cleaning supplies and paper towels, and he's taking some to my parents. And it's crazy because like when I'm home, like when I'm like in the physical, like confines of our home, right, in these four walls, I'm going to be honest, I can sometimes like almost forget what's going on outside, because I really like being home personally. Like I love being in my studio. I have a home studio. My husband just helped me put like stuff on the wall and help me organize the room. And so with the exception of our smoke alarm that needs new batteries, I don't know if you guys can hear that. I'm just like loving being home. Like everything about home is just like great. My husband's here. My studio is here. My kid is here. Food is here. I'm enjoying this. It's fantastic. I love people, but in the modern day definition of an introvert, which is one that recharges alone, I'm very much an introvert. So having alone time for me is crucial, and I love being home. But once I start thinking about outside, and it's like I start to remember, and it gets overwhelming. I mean, when I talk to my mom, it is kind of hard to start having these conversations about like, yeah, it's been a while since I've been out, or, you know, we need this. We're trying to figure out about groceries and all these things. And it starts to get overwhelming. And then I start thinking about other people that are already facing the symptoms of the coronavirus or COVID-19. And I actually have one friend that had to get tested and it came back negative. And then I have another friend, it came back positive, so she's actually quarantined. Neither of those friends have I seen in person in over a month. And then I have another friend who I haven't seen in 4 or 5 months. She just had a family member pass away from COVID-19. And it's hard. I feel like I'm going back and forth. Like all day, I'm going back and forth between like, yay, I'm at home. I'm an introvert. This is awesome. And then, whoa, this is a lot. This is heavy. This is scary. You know, the world is going through so much right now. And of course, we should do our part of like, one, staying at home. And then two, you know, just like serving however we can, if it's giving up our finances or our resources, you know, our time, like whatever we can do. But I do think that it's good to face the fact that there is a lot going on in our world, and not to allow one or the other to become our exclusive emotion or experience. You know, I don't want to 24/7 be like, oh my gosh, I'm home, this is everything. Nor do I want to 24/7 be like, oh, this is scary, this is overwhelming, like I don't know what's going on. I think the balance is good for both. I think finding the joy in what can be tricky or difficult times is essential. But I also think that facing the fact that there is brokenness in the world, there is sickness in the world, there is pain, there is heartbreak, there is heaviness, I think facing that as well is important. I think it's difficult as Christians sometimes because we don't want to swim around in darkness. We don't want to say, oh, this is difficult, and then just lay out in that heaviness and not face joy. But like even the word of God, like the Bible says, there's a time to laugh, a time to cry. Like there are seasons for those things. And I think this period in life has been one of the most inconsistent seasons for me emotionally, of just like all day, depending on if I'm talking to someone or if I'm on social media or if I'm looking out the window or if I'm in my studio or if I'm on the couch with my husband and my kid. It's like, it goes back and forth between like, this is great and this is not. And that's a lot to balance. But like I said, I think we need to make sure that we're just staying home, that we're being really intentional about that, that we're doing what we can. If there is something that we can do to support, I mean, the thing that you can do to support might be sending a text to a friend. It might be calling your grandparents, you know. My grandparents and I, we don't like talk like every day, but I made sure, like, especially recently, I'm like, you know what? I need to make sure I'm calling them, like, make sure they're okay. Even if I need to, like, I know it's hard to get stuff on Amazon and stuff, but even if it's like, okay, do I need to Amazon you guys some toilet paper? Like, do you have hand sanitizer? Or like, you know, just a fun meal, or like send them a funny video, or like whatever it is. Like, there's something that we can all do. And yeah. Anyways, it's now been 6 minutes and 23 seconds, but this is my brain 5 minutes before the baby comes home, and just wanted to share with you guys.